Welcome to the Service Driven Life podcast. I am your host, Tracy Clark, and I have set up over 4,000 nonprofits and received over $10 million in grant funding. This podcast is designed to highlight community heroes and give tips on nonprofit and service-based business growth. Welcome back, Earth Angels. Today we have a very special guest, Mel. We've been working together for some time. She's having an amazing event, and she's going to tell you guys a little bit about who she is and what she does.
Hey, thank you for having me so much. I'm excited anytime that I get to share on a platform just to give information. I feel like I am a wealth of information when it comes to business. So I absolutely love to share. I love to help. I believe that is my passion, to help motivate and empower individuals when it comes to business. So I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Tell everybody a little bit about what you do and what types of services you provide.
Okay. What I do is I own Melby Enterprises, which is in Huntsville, Alabama. I have clients all across the United States, which is exciting. But what I do is I help grow businesses. And my slogan is, let me mind your business. And I love to mind your business because I understand how important it is. You don't know what you just don't know. And a lot of people don't know. So we have to find ways to help people, whether it's outsourcing or us doing it personally, to help people know what they don't know. So from A to Z, if you see Amazon, a lot of people don't know that that arrow means from A to Z. They help with everything. And I feel like that I can relate to. When you look at the Amazon logo, it literally says A to Z. He takes it from there to show people. And a lot of people don't even know that because Amazon helps with everything. And I feel like I do that when it comes to business. I help you figure out in my business audits what it is that you're needing, what it is that you're missing, what it is that I can help you grow with to help you to profit. And I realize every single day, Ms. Tracy, that people do not know a lot. Yeah. They're just hopping into business. They're doing what they think they can do to make money, and they're missing a lot of the steps. I actually help fill those steps in so they can profit and do what they need to do the right way.
And that's so important because so many businesses, you know, that big statistic on the failure in businesses, people getting into business and they fail. And I just found out the other day, actually, through the organization we were talking about a little bit before we started, the Boston Organization of Black Restaurants, that Black businesses are even more. It's like a 50% more likely to fail even than businesses in general. So it's so important for us to have those coaches and those mentors and for us to be okay and open. Because a lot of times, sometimes as minorities, we have trust issues. So it's hard for us to be open to help, you know, and that could definitely be a block when it comes to business.
Because we naturally have trust issues, it can cause trust in issues in everything that we do. And so when it comes to us being able to share, we grew up, I would say Black businesses, we grew up in a time where we don't share our business. You got to get into that. Like, we don't share, you don't tell what went on in this house. You don't tell what went on. So we actually take that into our business practices where we don't want people to know that we're not handling our taxes. We don't want people to know that we don't know something. So we'll pull away from people even when it's trying to help us. So I think that people get into a space of just doing what they know. Yeah. And that can be with trust issues. So when it comes to me with MBE, I love to get to know you and you get to know me. And let me tell you this, when we get into business, it's a relationship and every relationship doesn't work. And I have to be honest with that. I have to be transparent. Every person who comes to me has to understand you weren't good for me. I wasn't good for you. And I'm not upset with that, but I want to make sure that you can trust me. One thing that I do not like is for you to tell me what happened with the last marketing person who didn't help you, who abused you, who mishandled you, because that's not me or my problem. You have to be able to come in and trust me in the fact that what I know, my knowledge, and the people who I'm connected to, you have to trust us in it. And so I'm excited to help people when they're willing to be helped. Absolutely. One thing I realized is when you go to counseling, you have to tell the counselor, hey, I'm an alcoholic, for them to help with the alcoholism. So when you come to me, you got to tell me what the problem is. You can even tell me you have trust issues and see if we can weed through it. And if we can't, we can move on. There's somebody out there for everybody when it comes to business and personal.
Absolutely. I love what you said about don't bring those past experiences, because a lot of times, again, that could be what's blocking you. You could have had one experience, but there are so many experiences out here that people are really building business together and helping each other out. Actually, we have a great business relationship, guys. Just to give you a little background, Mel uses our company as outsourcing, which is absolutely amazing, because I'm a firm believer in building a team, outsourcing, simplifying your systems, because if you're not doing all of those things and you're just kind of running yourself ragged trying to do everything, it's almost impossible to scale or to grow your business. Can you talk a little bit about outsourcing? Have you always been doing that, or is that something you learned along the road?
What I learned was, when I was on the smaller scale, is I was trying to do everything. I was learning everything. I was exhausting myself. And that's why a lot of businesses fail. Also, they're exhausted. You're tired. You get into it, loving it. And then you start saying, I can do this. I can wash the dishes. I can take the trash out. I can type. I can go over here and cut the grass. I can go wash the cars. And you'll get exhausted and begin to hate what you do. So I learned that outsourcing can really be a benefit to you when you work with people who are beneficial and are willing to be a team. You have to be willing to be a team player to outsource. You have to be able to trust the outsource. You have to understand that, hey, this person is going to run it like this. And we have to be able to understand how we work together in the merger, in our commingling of business. So when I started working with you, it was simple. It was smooth. Anything that's smooth for me, I'm in love with it. There was no issues. There was no, I'm going to do it. And you never got back. You always responded. You always did what you said you were going to do. There was never anything missed. So it's hard to not trust you. It's hard to not want to work with you. And so you have to get into a space where you can trust people to work with them too, because the trial period with me, I always have to try stuff out because I feel like I love the underdog. I love the person who's having to work and get it from the ground up, the person who's trying to figure it out and things are not just handed. And it's kind of like you spoil me. Like, I do this, trust me with it. I see you next week. Here it is. We don't even have to talk. I know it's going to be
done. And that's important. It's interesting. The last podcast episode, we talked about customer service and how important that is, especially when it comes to Black business, that customer service is so important, because if somebody did have an experience, it's small things, communication, being kind. Even if something happens, things happen in people's lives and there may be a delay or something like that. The simple act of like, hey, I know I was going to get this to you by Friday, just letting you know this is going to come in Monday. Simple things like that. What you realize is people understand. They just want to be communicated with, you know, and what I've realized, especially in this post-pandemic and pandemic world, is as a small business and as an underdog, that can be your secret sauce in itself, because it's hard to connect with businesses that have good customer service nowadays. A lot of people are understaffed, and you know, you have some of the experiences I had pre-pandemic. I'll go to some of those same restaurants and I'm like, what happened here? I'm used to a great customer service experience. So that can be your secret sauce of just providing great customer service experience.
Doing what you say you're going to do.
Mm-hmm. Simply.
Just simple as doing what you say you're going to do. And when you can't, let me know you can't, because we're human. Mm-hmm. But that communication aspect of business, it flows into everything. If you can open up your mouth, communication rules the nation. That's what I say. Communication will rule a nation. So if we can tell each other what's going on, we should be able to understand. I'm not telling you everybody's going to understand it. Everybody's not willing. But for those who are willing to communicate and trust you, I believe that they will.
Absolutely. So,
I'm excited. Like you're talking my language today. You really are.
Awesome. Awesome. Same here. It's so good to see another sister in business doing her thing, you know, and I'm really starting to see a change and a shift. I've been working with entrepreneurs for over 15 years, and I'm starting to see a change and a shift in our community of us working together. So that's so exciting to see that people are linking together and trying to build up together instead of that whole crab in the bucket mentality of pulling each other down. So definitely exciting. What got you into business? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I graduated from Alabama A&M in 2006 with a business. I majored business management, minor in marketing. And I've always sold. I've always been able to take something and take nothing and create something. And I started thinking, hey, this is business. I started researching. My dad is in business. My brother is in business. So it just kind of, I fell into a space of saying, let me try this out. And it worked. And it became a passion where I just love business. I love seeing people grow. I love seeing people figure things out. And I love the impossible things come impossible. Because I don't think there's anything that's impossible. One thing that I say in my business coaching is what I've seen is there's that 98% of people. And then there's that 2% of people, that LeBron James, that Michael Jordan, that Oprah Winfrey, the people who wanted to get up early, the people who weren't going to make excuses and procrastinate, the people who get up and grind and say, I can do this no matter what's in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so seeing and attracting people like that, it told me, hey, for the people who aren't or don't know, help them to see something else, because lack of knowledge is a problem. It could be a problem if you allow it to be. And so I just started dibbling and dabbling and trying different business aspects. And one thing I'm not afraid of is to start a business and it fail. I like to fail up. Mm-hmm. I don't mind failing at stuff. I just want to fail up. Everything that I see is either you can see it from the glass half empty or the glass half full. I failed at business. I love to tell people stuff that's transparent, because a lot of times people only see the $1 million. They don't see the sleepless nights. They don't see the foreclosures. They don't see the bankruptcies that forced you and propelled you to the next level. So I think I got into it from some failures. Hmm. I worked at it and I tried again.
That is so important to talk about those things. And, yes. You know, because so many times people get into business and they're comparing themselves to someone and they don't know their story. They don't know how long they've been at this. They don't know how many failures that they've had, you know? And so I love that concept of people not being okay with failure, knowing that when you get into this, some things may, you know, may appear a little bit, you may have to adjust some things. You may have to tweak some things, you know, a package may not work. You may have to change it. And if you're scared of failure, it's going to block you from being able to succeed. So
it will, for sure.
That's a really, really good point. Absolutely. Let's talk about outside of the failure, which that's a challenge in itself. Let's talk about any challenges that you've had and how you've been able to overcome them as an entrepreneur.
Well, one thing that I love to talk about, and I'll be transparent. When I first started my business, it was going really, really well. And one of my girlfriends called me and said, hey, I'm trying to buy something. Can you say I work for you? And I said, oh yeah, girl, ain't no problem. I'll say you work for me, what you need to check stuff to say, I'll give it to you. Hey, go get what you need. A few months later, I was contacted by the Federal Bureau of Investigations, the FBI, stating that the person had bought a home with the check stub that I gave them. They actually got their home for financed based off of what I stated as far as the work for me. And I did verify it. I'll never not take responsibility for my actions, because I want to help somebody else out. And because of what she bought, because it was FDIC backed, it was a federal case where I got a federal case, a felony, for aiding and abetting to defraud the government. And it was one of the toughest lessons of my life. Simple check stub that I made on Word literally cost me some things. And so what I did was, I was on probation for 5 years. In my probation officer, I help people get on federal probation. I can write the letters, I help them do it. And many people have, based off of me doing it and helping them, but I wasn't able to. And the reason is because he said that, excuse my French, he was trying to teach me how to CYA and that's cover my ass, because he understood that I was great in business. I just wasn't great at seeing not helping everybody. And sometimes we make decisions prematurely, just thinking, oh, I'm just trying to help, and it'll hurt us. And that was a major setback for me. But what it did, it grew me to another level of business. When I say I do not play, I cover my butt. I want to make sure that everything is done right. And I actually married an investigator with the district attorney's office. My husband is. And so I think God was trying to be funny when he said, hey, I'm going to send you somebody to make sure you do it the right way. Mm-hmm. And so Absolutely. A lot of people saw my downfall. They saw my mess, but God was using it as a message to really grow my business. And I've been traveling, helping people understand that that's illegal, because you see people online saying, want to check stuff? It's illegal if somebody goes out and buys something, and that's not true. It's a federal offense for the person who provides it. So we do it for our cousins. We do it for family members. Oh, girl, yeah, you can work for me. It can be a federal crime if you're not paying attention. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know, or we don't think that it can go that far, and it can. Mm-hmm. So that was a major, major setback for me. Major, that has really, really helped me to help other business owners be smart in their decision-making, in their ethics, in their character and integrity of business.
Wow, that is powerful. That is an absolute powerful message and lesson, especially when you're dealing with nonprofit. You know, because when it comes to nonprofit, that means that you are tax exempt. So you want to make sure that you are doing everything to the T. And one thing that I say is, you know, when it's your time, it's your time. So if you can't afford, because you don't have the proper income, what or what not, to be able to afford to purchase a home, it just must not be your time to be able to purchase that home. And it's hard for us to hear that because we want everything kind of right now. But sometimes you have to just sink into the process and sink into where you are, especially as entrepreneurs, because that can be a challenge sometimes as an entrepreneur purchasing a home and making purchases. We just got another vehicle, and it's like, man, you know, for what we bring in, sheesh, they ask for so much stuff just because you're an entrepreneur, and it's a little bit different than just being a regular, you know, basic employee with having that steady income and things like that. So that's an important thing to talk about. Thank you so much for sharing that, because especially for us, you think of it as nothing. You know, you're just like, oh, okay, yeah, let me help them out.
We always got to work a little harder. We got to work a little harder. We got to do a little more, it seems. So, but I never, ever want to knock the fact that I was wrong. I went through the process of it. And I just understand that, I don't want to get biblical, but I started studying the spirit of mammon and us wanting money and chasing money and wanting everything and greed and the spirit of comparison and those kind of things. And we'll get into that in our flesh, not realizing how much stuff comes with that stuff. So even being an entrepreneur, I started realizing I was chasing money. I'm chasing the next best thing. And I wasn't really capitalizing on what God was giving me as far as being who I am as an entrepreneur, where I don't have to be everywhere. I don't have to be a part of everything. I don't have to fit in. I just got to do what I need to do, and I'll get to where I need to be. Absolutely. Doing it the right way.
Do what you do best.
Do
and
what
you
I
talked
do.
A little bit about your business audits, which I think is absolutely important, because what I found was one of the things that people say is about 20% of the things that you're doing in business, 20% is what's really bringing in the income. A lot of times 80% of what you're doing, and this was powerful when I heard it, and I want you guys to hear this, that 80% of what most businesses do don't really affect the bottom line as much. So it's so important to know your numbers, to know your analytics, because you might be doing a lot of stuff that's wasting time.
Right. You
know? And so, so that's so important. So any other little tips you would give before we talk about your event that's coming up, that's so exciting. Any other tips you would give that we didn't cover for people who are just now getting into the business space or the nonprofit
space? Be willing to be teachable. Be open to learn. You can never know too much. And one thing that I love is connecting to people who are doing the same thing better than me. People who have made the money, people who have made the mistakes, because sometimes we get into a place where we're thinking, that's my competition. No, I want to learn from you. I want to know what you know. What will you give me that's going to help me? So being able to be teachable, willing to learn is important when it comes to business and elevation. It's a part of growth. But when we get into that mentality of, oh, I know it all, or I can do this on my own, you'll start failing, because you will start wearing yourself out. You will start exhausting yourself. You'll start hating what you do. And I love what I do. And if I got to reach out to you and say, hey, can you help me here? And it makes it easier on me, it's still going to get done.
I love that. That's such an important point. It seems like something so small, because most people who are not teachable, they don't know they're not teachable.
They don't
know. Because you're not teachable. You know what I mean?
You don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it. But I'll add a little bit more onto that. Don't try to, like you said at the beginning, making sure that it's a fit with you and whoever you're serving as a business. Don't try to force and teach somebody who you've realized and you've seen the signs that they're not teachable. Because that was something that I struggled with before. Because, you know, we want to help everybody. Like, no, girl, let me tell you how to do this way, that way, that way. If they're not teachable, if they have some things that are blocking them, if there's some things that they have to work on, not only are they not listening, so you're wasting your time with whatever you're talking about, but they can actually take whatever you're giving and whatever you're teaching and somehow twist that up in some type of negative fashion. Oh, you're just trying to know about this bit, or you're just trying to know about that, or whatever.
You know it all.
Yeah.
And one thing I see is if we're standing on the stage, and so you're on the stage, I'm on the floor. If you're trying to pull me up, then what are you doing?
Struggling.
I'm pulling you down at times.
Yeah, exactly.
And we got to make sure that when we're pulling people up, that they're not pulling us back down. So we got to make sure that person we're pulling up is coming up to the level we're coming to. Because if they're not, then that means you're going to be leaning, pulling down.
That's so important. That's so important. That visual of somebody just pulling you. You know, you want to help so much, you know?
Yeah.
But you're hurting yourself in trying to help people that are just not ready to go to that level, you know, or just not ready to see that part of their business. You have to wait till they're ready as well. So you guys are lifting each other up. Another point you mentioned, I just don't want to breeze over and I want to touch on a little bit more, is the chasing money. Because what I see this so much with nonprofits and with entrepreneurs, that they're focused so much on money that they're not focused on their customer service experience. They're not focused on the value that they add. They're not focused on how can they bring more? How can they actually lead with what can I bring? What can I, you know, this is the value that I have. So it's easy. The money just comes when you're given the value. In order for you to increase your financial bottom line, if you want to increase your bottom line, increase your value. That's my business. How can I be better? How can I expand this? How can I, and it will naturally increase. But when you do it the opposite way, you send off the worst vibes and it almost becomes such a challenge for you to actually bring that money in. So that was just such a good point. Because sometimes people think that's what you're supposed to do, you know, as a business is chase the money, you know? So yeah, that was a good point as well. We're going to let you go because actually Mel, guys, she is out and about right now doing what she loves, doing her thing in business, and she's about to have breakfast and everything. But before we let you go, specifically for those who are going to be in Florida, is it Orlando?
Orlando, Florida, July the 15th through the 17th. It's a 3-day learning weekend in Orlando. We're going to pull entrepreneurs, bosses, leaders together. There are going to be different segments and sessions. We're going to have an end of the night gala called the Florida Derby, which will be like the Kentucky Derby. You'll get to dress up like you're at the Kentucky Derby, which I had some. But we're going to be doing things like talking about from L's to M's, losses to millions. We have a lot of millionaires who are jumping on board. We have a segment called Jailbreak, where we have a person coming in to speak about the legal aspects of things that we don't even know is illegal that we're doing. We're going to be talking about marketing, branding, strategizing, the identity of a business. It's going to be a full weekend of just learning and enjoying, relaxing, having a good time, and networking and connecting to people who may be able to help you or grow you. It's all about networking and growing for me.
That is wonderful. And again, what is the dates of those events?
July 15th through the 17th. And you can get your tickets on Eventbrite. Who wants to be a millionaire with MBE? We have some celebrity guests coming in as well who are going to be talking about how they failed up and they're coming back up to their millions. We're going to be talking to some people who said, I've been a millionaire a long time and I'm working on the billions. I'm just trying to connect people, because sometimes what we can do is, if we can visualize it, we can do it. If we can see it, if we can touch it, if we can see somebody who's done it, then we'll start with that mindset to think we can as well.
Absolutely. I love that. Give me a little bit of background about the events. How have you enjoyed doing live events and being in person? I know a lot of that slowed down during the pandemic and, you know, then it's getting back into. Is that something you've always done?
It is something I've always done. And I also done it during the pandemic, and I wanted 50 people. We sold 250 tickets so quick during the pandemic. People were willing to wear masks. They just wanted to get out and see what they needed to do to learn. And it has not stopped. I've been doing networking events for a long time, entrepreneurial events for a long time. They're always very successful. Before we end, I'll tell you a story. I'd done an entrepreneurial event and I put it out there and nobody bought tickets. And this is so crazy. Nobody bought tickets. I hired a Caucasian lady to represent the brand of that event. It sold out in days. There were people, African-Americans, sending her checks. She didn't even really exist. Wow. They sold out so fast based off of her faith and her color, where they wouldn't support me. They walked in and she said, hey, this is her event. I'm going to hand it off to her. People were blown away. It was over, I think we had about 450 people at that event that was just based off of her. And so the support was so irregular based off of me, but for her, it was amazing. And from that point on, we've done them and they've been phenomenal.
Wow, that is awesome. And it's good to hear, again, the failure fell into, you know, because some people are like, I'm so nervous about no one showing up that I'm not getting out there. Well, if you had to let that stop you, you know, where would you have been so that you went on ahead and do that? Do you help people with events for those who are trying to put on events?
I do help people. I coach them and guide them and give them blueprints on what to do, how to market, how to pull people in, and how to sell it as far as bringing people into events. It's a marketing strategy that I use and it's been working, and I've been seeing people copycat it and theirs have been doing just as well. So I definitely help with events.
Okay, well, that is awesome. So tell people as well, before we get off, where can they find you? Where can they find information? We know where they can sign up for the event, but where can they find all your details and be able to connect?
Well, www.melbowers.com is my website, and Instagram is Who Is Mel B, and on Facebook it's Mel Bowers Nettles, and that's NETTLES Mel Bowers Nettles. I'm online and I'm available to help however I can, all day it seems like, all night, I'm willing.
That is awesome. So we're going to make sure that we have those links in the show notes, guys. So if you didn't hear any of that, just go down to the show notes and you'll be able to link in as well. It was so good talking with you, Mel. Thank you for taking this time. I really appreciate it. So good seeing you do your thing. I just love supporting, like I said, other sisters who are doing their things. We'll let you get to your breakfast. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or would like assistance with your nonprofit or business development, please let me know by sending me a direct message on our Instagram page at Tracy Angelica Clark. I would love to hear from you, and I'll catch you in the next one.